Anybody else got anything? Church services is like the rain. Sometimes it comes in a thunderstorm, and sometimes it comes in just a little soaking mist. And you know what? Them little soaking mists a lot of times get soaked up a whole lot better. A good thunderstorm helps a lot of times, but we try to figure out how it ought to go. We try to figure out who's it going to go with. And I'm glad to tell you that I ain't got it figured out. Through the week, had plenty of thoughts. Thought of the kids singing. They sang a song. It says, "This little light of mine, says I'm going to let it shine." Then it gets to that final verse and it says, "I'm going to let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm going to let it shine." As I was rehearsing that over and over in my mind, Jesus said, "That light shines because I did come." Started thinking about them ten virgins. They all had one thing especially in common. They all had a lamp. They all had a lamp, every one of them. But only five of them had something in the lamp that created light. And I'm here to tell you the same thing is true today. Without the oil in your lamp, you ain't got a light. It don't matter how good we think about ourselves. It don't matter how many years we've been coming to church. It don't matter how many times we've sung "Jesus Loves Me." It don't matter how many days we walk around with a smile on our face, which is good anyway, by the way, but that don't make it having oil in your lamp. Just like in that days, they're going to come a time in your life. You see, there was a requirement for that light to be able to be used, and it was the oil. Now, we don't carry around natural lamps with us with the oil, but I'm going to tell you the oil is still with us. Without the Holy Spirit being in your life, you cannot be a light. We've got a whole lot of people going around speaking good, speaking nice, speaking this whatever. But I want to tell you what the Bible will speak is, and it says that they will be a witness that will bear witness with your witness.
Amen.
I've heard a lot of good things, Brother Daniel, in my life, but it just come to nothing. But then somebody might just say something other what I think is unexpected, and it do the trick in my heart. And just like I said, we thought off and on during the week, and I don't never really now expect it to come how it comes to me. And I'm okay with that. If I'm just a little soaking rain, that's all I want to be. We'll let the thunderstorms come when it comes their turn. That's all right. But we struggle within ourselves about, now I'm talking about me. Who can do a better job? That ain't up to me. Everybody's job ain't up to me. The only job that I can take care of is mine. And in Sunday school, we talked, and Randy kind of asked about the being revealed about things, how things might be revealed to this one but not to that one in the same manner of speaking. And I guess that's where we are today in this area. Now, I know I've spoke about it. And the devil will tell you, you done already spoke about it, you done spoke on it, and they know you did. And you going to do it anyway? Yes, I am. I ain't got nothing else. I've heard somebody say we sing the same songs over and over again, so what's the... One man said if God was in it the first time and it was good, said, what's making not good again if he's in it? But we're going to read a couple of scriptures here is all we're going to do. Very familiar. Isaiah chapter 1, and then we're going to read in Psalms 108. Now, we was thinking, like I said, about the kids singing This Little Light of Mine. There is a scripture over, I think it's in Matthew, that says, let your light so shine. In other words, it didn't just say give a glimmer of here and there. It said let it so shine that men will see your good works. Because I'm going to tell you, that's the only thing the world's got to see. Because we're talking about natural and spirit this morning. The world cannot see spirit. It cannot judge spirit. It just judges what it naturally sees through us. That he may glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Isaiah. And this, we do need you prior. Isaiah chapter 1. We want to read. We're going to start at 16. Well, let's just back on up to the 15th there now. It says, and when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. When you make your many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings. From before mine eyes cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. We're going to read the first verse out of Psalms 118. It says, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. And that's what we feel like reading. And like I said, I know we've made a statement on this before, but we're going to do what we feel like the Lord will have us to say on it. Because as Randy was talking about the revealings of difference in thoughts, that word in Psalms 108 where it says, my heart is fixed. Now, I want to talk about fixed. Now, when we start talking about fixing something, other we start talking about fixing something that's broke. And that's okay, because I feel like that's a lot of what the writer was writing about here. But you know, there's also a process of developing film that it takes a chemical. Now, that's what we called it, because it has a different word to it, but we called it, where I worked at, fix. So it was a chemical. What we would do is they was a light table, a big camera that we just put a big piece of film on, and you would press this thing down, and the only thing that was let the light through is where the image was going to be. So they called that exposing it. You're exposing an area that you really want to keep. And then we would take that in a dark room where we was already at anyway, and we'd run it through this machine, and there was one of the chemicals in it that they called Fix. And what that chemical did is one of them, it would wash away everything that was not exposed. So that the only thing that you would have is the image of what you wanted. Come now and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, it can be as white as snow. When I was 11 years old, there was some light that was exposed to me. Now, it wasn't done yet. It was just exposed. I had to take it that was exposed and run it through some Fix is what I had to do. You might say, what are you talking about? It took the Holy Spirit to wash away everything that was not exposed. So that people, whenever I got up and even when I'm living my life today, that they ought to be able to see an image that was fixed. Now, when it's fixed, that means it's permanent. Permanently fixed to that image. Now, you know, the negative of that image don't show the whole thing because it still ain't done yet. They can take that image and they can put... Now, there's somebody that can tell you more about it than me. But you can run it through and put it on the paper that we look at. We hold it up. We call it pictures is what we call it. And a lot of times when you're looking just at the negative, you ain't looking at the whole picture. But whenever they get that picture totally finished, see, the negative ain't got the color on it that you can see. But evidently it's got something other on it that color goes onto that picture. So you see, that old song that the kids sang, he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Because if we just had a handful of negatives, you'd be holding it up to the light just so you could see what was on it anyway. But he can take that negative that's on the inside, that light exposed something other to. And if you let him work with it just a little bit, he can add the color to it so that people can really see what was exposed. But it takes the Fix to put the image or set the image on it. And you know, it don't lie. It does not lie. A lot of people's took pictures and you know what's happened? It's come back on their picture and it's blurry. But you didn't see that when you was taking it. But there's things that's happening a lot of times that we just can't see. And you know what? The Fix has showed me a lot of things. And I ain't talking about the chemical. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. It's still revealing today. Amen. Even though I've been born again for a few years now, He's still revealing what He wants me to see. And you know what? I can't see it if I don't get in it. Now, I tell them down there a lot of times that I walk out on limbs a lot of times. And that's what I kind of felt like today, I guess. But if you could ever concentrate, and I'm going to tell you, the light has revealed itself to somebody. And I'm going to tell you this, you cannot develop yourself. Matter of fact, we got it in there documentation, what you want to call it, I'm trying to think of the word of it, that a man cannot recover himself from his sins. So you can't develop yourself. You're going to have to be brought through the fix. You say, you mean you've been perfect ever since you've been born again? Part of me has. Part of me has, because everything else was washed away. Now, have I demonstrated what's on the inside? I have not. But I'm glad of this, that he's in there. And you know, there've been some times even in my life where I've been so far out that I didn't even ask him to come and help me, Brother Crafton. But he did. That's why he tells us that he'll go with us even until the end. Because we belong to him. But I'm glad that he will do when he sees the fit to be done. And you don't have to ask him, but we need to ask him. I might not have got that far if I had have asked him. But we look for it to come in certain ways. And just like we said down there, we got our minds made up how it's supposed to go and how it's supposed to work. And sometimes we just don't detour the way God wants us to. Elijah was over there one day in a cave. Just like a lot of us, we get to feeling sorry for ourselves. You know, the Bible said he heard the earthquake. Said, but God wasn't in it. Big wind come by, God wasn't in it. Fire, said God wasn't in it. But then this still small voice came by and let him know, what are you doing here? But I want to tell you this, we don't need to dismiss the earthquakes. We don't need to dismiss the wind, and we don't need to dismiss the fire. Because you know what? He has used them also at other times. Sometimes it might be just a little small voice that you might need to hear. But sometimes your world just might start quaking. That don't mean it ain't the Lord. Matter of fact, there's a couple men sitting over in prison one night. About midnight, started singing and talking, testifying about God, and the Bible said there's an earthquake. And I'm going to tell you, it said it put the doors open, it could have put them free. But God used the earthquake. When Jesus was on the cross, it said the earthquake. I believe God was in it, because it sure ripped that veil from top to bottom. The fire. I'm going to tell you, Elijah prayed for it. It got sent from heaven. So God used it on his time. Bible said the children of Israel came to the Red Sea. Come to a place. You ever been there? You ever been to the Red Sea? Where you didn't see? You got your enemy coming up behind you. You ain't got nowhere to go forward. Well, I'm going to tell you, if he's God enough to lead you there, he's God enough to get you through. The Bible said this, that there was an east wind that blew all night. So sometimes he's in the wind. So let's don't dismiss if it comes this or if it comes that way. Let's don't get single-minded that it has to be the way I think it ought to be. Because I'm going to tell you, I'll mess it up. But all of it comes through the Spirit. Because every one of them was the Spirit. Now, the Spirit came one day, for a permanent staying. Right here. Right here. Now, that came from my permanent staying. Now, it came on the day of Pentecost. But it came from me. And it exposed everything that didn't need. Well, let me say it this way. It exposed Christ to me. Is what it did. And that light burning image. But until I came to the place to where the Spirit said come, the church said come. And when I came, that process washed away everything but the image. But just because you got a lamp, that don't mean you're getting in. You might have the best looking lamp there is, but if you ain't got the oil, you ain't going to get in. They was the 10 of them, and they knew what was coming. They knew he was coming. But 5 of them did not make preparation for the coming. They just assumed that they was going to get it. That's 2 men that went to pray one day. One of them had his own self-image. You know, just because words come out of a person's mouth, that don't mean that there's a prayer going to heaven. And just because they ain't no words coming out of a man's mouth, don't mean that there's a prayer that ain't going to heaven. But these 2 men, they came. He had an image of himself. Matter of fact, he told the Lord what his image was. I do this and I do that. I give and I'm not like him. The other one came up that an image had been exposed to him. And as he is praying, he said, I'm a sinner and not even able to raise my head. I believe he got some fix on him. You say, was he born again? I ain't going to tell you all that, but I will tell you this. He got what he needed. We can justify our own self all we want to. But until we come humble to God, he can't fix us. I appreciate being here this morning. There's struggles that comes in. I'm going to struggle when I go home. I'm just going to tell you. But I know that God fixed me. Now, like I said, he's still working on me in my whole life. Still working the things out for me. But as far as my salvation in my soul, all of the unexposed has been washed away. And just like the kids sang that one song about my Jesus, what he's done for me, he'll do for you. You just have to come and reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they can be as wool. You just have to get the fix.